Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, things are pretty slow right now in the Broadway theater world, unless you hit the rehearsal rooms, where a lot of stuff is getting rewritten, reworked, re-choreographed, and so on, all in preparation for a hopeful fall. And of course, not everything is about Broadway, or even about New York. I saw a few things this past week, all very original. Two in particular received strong notices and likely hoping to move further east. And both, believe it or not, feature Abe Lincoln. One which I mentioned last week is The Lavender Man at Los Angeles' Skylight Theater, starring and conceived by one Richard Q. Mason. This is a fantasia, meaning it imagines what might happen if Abe and his good pal, former law clerk Elmer, were to come back from their untimely deaths and act on, shall we say, their most intimate secret feelings. Now, I mentioned it last week, but I hadn't seen it yet, but now I have watched it virtually, and so can you, at least through the week. It's scheduled to end soon, but God, after the glowing notice it belatedly received from the Los Angeles Times, well, I can't believe it won't be extended. But anyway, no, this is not our mother's Abe Lincoln, and probably not her usual narrator, one named Taffeta, in Mason's quirky, queer, endearing performance. But not unlike a strange loop on Broadway, if you open your mind and your heart, it makes you think and feel. Again, that's at the Skylight Theater in Los Angeles. Speaking of thinking and feeling, American Prophet is a musical about the life of Frederick Douglass. Now, this one, also closing this week, at least so far, has received fantastic reviews at the Arena Stage in our nation's capital. You've got to take hold of history. We need a new song. Memory is freedom and start the fire are some of the pleas coming from a highly talented and large ensemble. The book is by Charles Randolph Wright and Marcus Hummon. The music and lyrics by that talented Mr. Hummon. But these are largely Douglass's actual words. As for those performers on stage, the name here to remember is Christalynn Lloyd. She plays Douglass's wife, Anne. This was a perfect piece for the always original Arena Stage, which is, after all, where Dear Evan Hansen was born. Is the show ready for Broadway? Well, not quite, but I'm sure it's being discussed. I would almost prefer to see it performed on the stages of our universities, if you get my drift. The third show I saw this past week was back in New York, off-Broadway. It's called Randy's Dandy Coaster Castle, written by Alexander Perez and produced by the Egg and Spoon Company. It's also said to be playing just through September 2nd at the intimate Art NY Theater venue way west on 53rd Street. Now, my first thought as I watched this five-character piece about workers at a small and troubled carnival of sorts was that it felt like a sitcom. But as I got more into it, I realized it was like watching some of my favorite sitcoms, from Cheers to Parks and Rec to the current Abbott Elementary. In other words, getting to hang out with real people as they struggle to make a living. This fair is sucking the life out of me. I'm not depressed, I'm just understimulated, are a few of their sentiments. And I love the dancing interludes as the sets are changed. We get to know each character, even the one who only becomes emotionally satisfied wearing the mascot's big hairy suit. Overall, I enjoyed my ride at Randy's Dandy Coaster Castle. Now, speaking of seeing real people up on stages, up now at Shakespeare in the Park is the newest production of As You Like It. Now, this one is part of the Public Theater's Public Works program, which has produced streamlined and musicalized versions of the Bard's works. And this project famously features amateur performers from 8 city partner groups, including the Fortune Society and Children's Art Aid Society. These productions usually have a short run and a lot of people on that stage after the regular season of Shakespeare in the Park. But this one, delayed badly by the pandemic, is finally, yep, on that big stage through September 11th as Public Works celebrates its 10th anniversary. Happy anniversary to them. Another, though old, show has perked back up. but now off rather than on Broadway. It's Cyndi Lauper and Harvey Fierstein's Kinky Boots. I guess, as Taffeta is approving in Los Angeles, that you can't keep a good drag queen down. This Britain set show, in which the statuesque performer Lola saves a provincial shoe factory, is now at something called Stage 42. It's on 42nd Street. I don't know it. It's said to be a very nice venue, and the show's getting nice reviews. More good news about another old production to look forward to. Rumors are circulating that a production of Sweeney Todd, led by Josh Groban and Annalee Ashford, God, she's one of my favorites, is in the works for spring 2023 at the L'Enfantin Theater. Thomas Kail, who helmed Hamilton and In the Heights, is rumored to be the director of the revival. So, yep, more Sondheim up ahead, and fingers crossed on that one. And speaking of Sondheim, I finally received my copy of the much-anticipated new memoir by Mary Rogers. Now, she's a daughter of Richard, who was the partner of a couple guys named Hart and, more important, Hammerstein. This one is as catty, sad, and can't put down as advertised. There are Mary's stories of family pal Sondheim's ingenious, if not always warm-hearted, scavenger hunts and word games, and much, much more. Almost every line here reeks venom and breaks your heart a little bit. Here's one quote. "One thing my life had shown me by then," she writes, "was that failing wasn't so bad. In any case, it was inevitable, especially when your father was a god and your mother, well, a vain and icy queen." So, Jill, more of that, if this is your cup of iced tea.
You know, I was thinking when you just said that of, you know, speaking of people's cups of tea, what do you think is going to draw, let's call it the world, back to Broadway?
Well, there's an amazing October coming, and I do hear from theater goers. Now, I'm talking about theater goers, not necessarily the New Jersey, you know, people who want a big musical. But tickets are being sold for Leopoldstadt, S-T-A-D-T. Tickets are being sold for that. Is it going to be a big hit? I don't know. Of all places, it's going to be performed at the Shed. So that's not a Broadway show. Wait a minute, I've got that wrong. Leopoldstadt is a Broadway show. The one that isn't is called, I think, Something Crazy, and it's about... that one stars Ray Fiennes, who's a huge star. It's written by David Hare, one of my favorite playwrights. And I think that's the one that's going to the Shed. People are talking about those shows. There's a black version of Death of a Salesman coming. These all open October. I have such a list of things I want to see in October. But again, that's me. Do we have a Music Man opening this year like we did last October? Not that I know of. So what can I say? What's going to draw people back? I don't think anything big. There are no big musicals that I can think of opening in the fall. And that's, you know, that's what draws people. Well, the Neil Diamond thing is coming. I'm not sure that's in the fall or in 2023.
Okay. But just, but there's starting to be some energy around it.
I think so. I mean, you know, you read the stats every week and they're not great. And I think only 23 theaters right now are open on Broadway. That's out of 40 something. So it's, you know, it's kind of dead if you walk by the theaters and there's all these empty marquees. Tina just closed. POTUS just closed. Every week, March is closing. It's a lot of empty space. On the other hand, God, you walk by that TIX booth and the line is a mile long. They're hoping to get the tickets to the same shows that everybody wants to see. Hamilton. I have a friend who went to see Hamilton last week. He did get a ticket, but he paid well for it. Hamilton, Wicked, it's the same. Six does pretty well. You know, it's the same old. And now they're up to stay. I guess Phantom of the Opera's up to stay. Chicago's finally closing. Into the Woods has been a big hit, as you know, but that's supposed to close in a few weeks, or a month, let's say.
Do you think that they'll recast and extend?
It might. They're recasting again early October. I mean, early September. God, I'm a month ahead of myself.
Yes, you are, because we are essentially early September. Although,
I know, that's right.
As a divergence, I'm just starting to pay attention to the Ethiopian calendar, and New Year's Day is the 11th of September.
Yeah, and I'm going to London, and I will report to you from London. I'm going there middle of September, and I'm seeing three shows already there. So that'll be fun to come to you from there and talk about what they're doing. They're doing, one of the shows I'm seeing is Back to the Future, based on the movie, which still hasn't come to New York, though they're hoping to open here in 2023. And next week, I might talk a little bit about, I just wrote a big article about all the movies that are now becoming stage shows. It was always the other way around, of course. Stage went to movies. These are screen to stage. Tons of them.
That started, when did that sort of started? You know, Chicago was a real good example of that.
Well, but Chicago started on stage, and then it went to screen. About screens first.
No, I got it reversed, because I remember Chicago on stage, and then I forgot Chicago on stage all right, so forget that.
No, I know. It's the reverse of what we're used to, and my God, there are like 20 that are in the works. The next to open is Some Like It Hot. Well, there's a musical. Now, that's going to open in November, based on the movie. Christian Borle stars in it, who I love. He's in the Jack Lemmon part. It's got big names behind that, big names, big music people. So,
what about big name producers?
Neil Maron and Greenblatt. It's, oh my God, it's got all big names behind it. The music guys are famous. Might be the Hairspray people, I'm not positive. That was one, that's another one, Hairspray. That was an important one that went from movie to, that kind of started this whole thing rolling. Movies to stage. Some Like It Hot would be the next big one. But do I hear a lot of buzz about it? Do you hear a lot of buzz about it? I gotta say no.
Yeah, and I'm curious, and this is gonna be for another day. But I am finding that press coverage of many things is pretty poor. So
I know.
So that is something that we should probably delve into.
And we've talked about out-of-town tryouts. For one of them, The Devil Wears Prada is trying out now in Chicago and getting kind of...
It's getting killed.
Very iffy. But that's what tryouts are for.
I know. And, you know, we have to retrain a bunch of people. That goes back to Seussical, I think. You know, they so trashed it on the internet that is like, people, let us try this. This is why you do it like this.
Absolutely. It's not fair to be dead on arrival. That's what they're working on. That's why they're rewriting and doing all that. So anyway, there is a lot coming up, I promise. But you wouldn't know it right now if you walked around Times Square and saw a lot of blank marquees. Coming soon.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.